In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey. Put a little... I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey. Put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Short week for, well, all of us, but that includes Bulldog needing to muster some hate for D'Amico Ryans. Got anything? It's been a tough stretch here for this.
I know.
Dave Canales, who? Andy Reid. Nobody hates Andy Reid. The only people who might hate Andy Reid right now are probably like Chiefs fans who just can't be helped.
Yeah.
Then it goes to the bye there. Then it goes to last week's guy. We had Mike McDaniel in there. I forgot about
right.
him.
Don't forget Mike McDaniel.
But your problem with Mike McDaniel has to do with his pants.
Yeah. His style is a disaster for an NFL head coach. I think. I mean, it might be really good for the street. I really don't know. I'm not that familiar with either world.
Then we had Todd
Bowles. The
NFL
coaching world or the street.
Look at this season for hating the other team's coach. John Harbaugh, okay. Not that really his teams have given us that much trouble. But they exist. They're relevant.
And he's related to my least favorite football coach of all time.
Well, you don't have that luxury this year.
No.
Aaron Glenn, McDaniel, Kellen Moore.
See, I could get a lot looser on Aaron Glenn now. Like, I'm really saving up for week 18.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems a little bit too of an easy one.
Seeing them in week two, there wasn't a body of work to really judge harshly yet. And then, that game, there were some punts, and then the stuff with the quarterbacks and the, go ask Diana or whatever. Like, he's just a...
Rich.
Rich, right, sorry. Somebody else with Diana. I can't remember who now. Hopefully that person's not on the Bills' schedule. Or maybe hopefully they are, and I'll remember.
I think you could use it.
That's probably right. That is probably right.
What a season for this, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you were to do one of those video yearbooks, like the team at the end of the season, the NFL Films documentary about the season, but it's confined to hating the other coaches. John Harbaugh, Aaron Glenn, Mike McDaniel, Kellen Moore, Mike Vrabel.
Yeah,
okay,
that's not hard.
Since Mike Vrabel, Raheem Morris. This is what happens when you play the NFC South.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris, Dave Canales, Andy Reid, Mike McDaniel again, Todd Bowles, D'Amico Ryans.
And from here, like I think I'll get somewhere on Mike Tomlin, but like Zach Taylor, I have a soft spot for,
yep,
because of the DeMar Hamlin game. Like he, along with McDermott, like I can't remember how the story went, but just whatever, being so agreeable to like, we're not playing, right? We're not going to play? Okay, we're not playing.
You know, can I say about that? So I agree that that night, Taylor came off well, who wouldn't have?
Somebody who wanted to keep playing.
Well,
it's football. I don't take for granted that everybody would have just agreed. It seems obvious now, but in the moment, I wasn't sure that everyone.
No, but
it was confusing, right? I mean,
whoever you like the least, maybe that's Mike Vrabel. I just think in that moment, he's like, whatever you need, yeah, I'll give you.
You're probably right.
I think you would have automatically liked who
almost.
I don't really want to dwell on this, but I kind of think you would have automatically liked whoever the Bills were coaching against that night. There's nothing you can do. Just like, oh, it doesn't even really come down to me anyway. Like, the league is going to tell us what we're going to do here, right? So.
Well, okay. The league is going to tell you what, but the league isn't going to have much choice if the coaches say, we're leaving.
No, that's right, but it wouldn't be the other way around. If the coaches both wanted to play after that,
right.
The league would say no.
The league would have said, yeah, sure.
Probably.
Or you'd hope that they would have.
Probably. Yeah.
And then it's Stefanski. Sirianni, I'll have no. The only problem I have like hating on Sirianni is that he's like, you know, local, right? He's from close enough by, right? Southern Tier, Jamestown, whatever.
He is so easy to hate.
I hate it. I don't want to start on him now, but like just everything about the Eagles sideline, Big Dom in every camera shot when they show the sidelines, it's all just so much. Like, was he always in camera shots before he had the thing where he shoved that 49ers guy? Or is he just in camera shots now because he shoved?
Was that Debo Samuel?
Like, maybe I just never noticed him before that, but it just feels like every time I watch the Eagles, he's just there. It makes me nuts. And Sirianni just seems like just such a poser, wannabe tough guy character to me. Like, I just do not dig his persona at all.
You know, have we asked Ross about him?
I don't think so.
Is he good? I think I have asked, actually, yeah. But I don't remember what it said. Is he good, Sirianni? He must be good at something.
I mean, they've had results, for sure.
He isn't somebody that, like, had to get a head coaching job. He isn't really like that. You know, he's sort of a lesser-known assistant.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one of these, like, soccer managers who just is perfectly handsome and they've got the perfect jacket and everything like that. He's more in tune with kind of the Philadelphia vibe, you know, just like, do not look at me. Do not touch me.
Right.
Do not come here. Do not even think about it.
I wonder how it would feel about him if he were coaching some other team. Because I think I am definitely foisting how I feel about Philadelphians in general onto him, because he's the head coach of their football franchise, so he's, I don't know, one of the most prominent people of Philadelphia currently. I mean, something near the top, I don't know. And if he were coaching the Carolina Panthers, maybe he wouldn't annoy me as much. I don't know.
I don't think there's any way possible for whoever the coach of the Panthers is to annoy most people. I was thinking Carolina too. I don't know.
Yeah,
it had to be Carolina for that point.
Maybe we all need like Cam Newton in one of those big hats to become the Carolina coach, and then maybe we could get somewhere. I could get somewhere.
Certain of these sort of, even when they've won, it's kind of these Midwestern team. Does Andy Reid have to be well liked? Have you ever hated any coach in the history of the Indianapolis Colts? Even Jim Mora.
I can't stand Tony Dungy now, but I don't think I felt that way about him then.
I don't think he was, like, hateable, though.
No. Now I can't stand him.
You can't stand him because he's in broadcasting and you want broadcasters to have interesting opinions.
Yeah, there's that, and there's some other background stuff that I won't really get into right now that I kind of can't believe he's actually still on TV.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever.
Well, Vrabel, though, with Tennessee, you didn't like him.
No, that was easy.
And they were a one seed. Like, they were good.
Yeah.
Well,
the only guy I haven't mentioned here is Stefanski. That's week 17 and
16.
Or 16, excuse me. Yeah, sorry, I didn't have my schedule open properly.
You should have had that memorized.
I just second from the bottom on the screen I'm looking at, and so I didn't have it, you know, scrolled all the way. Anyway, and I was thinking about him today, or maybe yesterday, late in the show. I came across, just an excerpt from a news conference. of his where he's asked about the Deshaun Watson again.
Oh.
And I feel maybe more sympathy for him than I should, because I just can't imagine living your life as an NFL head coach. You're the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and you've got all this – everything that's gone on there with their quarterback position, starting with Flacco, you're into Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, all this noise about reps and is he ready to play and all this stuff. And all of that isn't enough. You still got to get asked about the $300 million anchor that has never played a meaningful snap for your franchise. I just think that's just got to be as low in existence as there can be as an NFL head coach.
Ed McDermott thinks it's tough to be asked about Keon Coleman twice in one week.
Right.
Well, you know, McDermott either didn't make the Watson trade. Right. So his team, he's off the hook there, I guess. All right, let's rank these guys, teams, if not the coaches. It's time now for Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician, visit empireelectricians.com. 16 Raiders.
Yeah, can we just do like 10 or, I don't know, 100 hard minutes on the Raiders right now? It's like, what a joke.
What a joke.
They deserve to be lower, higher.
Yeah.
Higher.
We don't go to 11.
They should be like 11 billionth in the reverse AFC power rankings today.
A friend of mine, Greg, tweeted last night. He's like, we're getting tired of Tennessee at 16.
Well,
are you watching this game?
There you go.
I was.
Yes. Right.
I was. And they had no interest in winning. Right from the first possession, they punted fourth and short, plus side. Like, just, we knew at 9:30. Well, when did they start? 8:20? We knew it. 9 o'clock, there was no point.
Mm-hmm.
The drought Bills had a couple years like that.
Yeah.
Like, they're just not here for it. That was the Raiders. Pete Carroll. This counts on his record, these games.
Yeah.
He might not want them to, because maybe he wants to be remembered as Seattle or even USC, but they actually do. And you know what's funny, too, about them? Remember the Brady story when they sort of ratted him out for talking to Chip Kelly, and then they were going to play the Bears, and he was going to do the Bears game, and like, oh, the Raiders have this perceived unfair advantage. And like, they haven't won since.
Right.
I mean, just, I think they took they reacted a little bit too hard to that, that critique.
How in the world, it's the NFL is the answer, but they beat New England week 1.
Yes.
I mean, thanks. they've only lost one other game.
You know what?
And they turned it over like a bajillion times in the other game they lost.
New England is going to Cincinnati this week. This was the Patriots last year with the Bengals. They beat the Bengals with Brissett in week 1 in Cincinnati. And then Cincinnati, I mean, their defense is always bad, but they had like this kind of interesting year, but they couldn't shake.
Yeah.
The Patriots seem to have been able to shake that week 1 loss. In their case. But last year, they beat Cincinnati on the road in week 1, and you know, they kind of the Bengals' whole season was marked by that. Because the Patriots, I mean, barely beat anybody else. All right, Raiders. Congarts. 15. Tennessee is fine here because they didn't do anything well either.
No, they really didn't.
Calvin Ridley came back.
Golf clap for that.
One play, broken leg.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh, wow. I didn't mean to be a jerk with the golf clap. I feel bad now.
Wow.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
That's tough. 14.
Cleveland.
Jets.
Jets.
Who would you rather be? Myles Garrett's going to break the sack record. That'll be something, I guess. That's not what I was thinking by picking the Jets here, but that'll be something. Might line up with when the Bills are there. Kind of a cool side plot to that game, if it is.
Him just wreaking havoc on the Bills is a,
Garrett versus Allen, that's like that game I will never forget that meant very little to everybody else, but Mario Williams against Newton, like just sort of chasing him the whole day, and he got him a few times, and just Newton is so big. Here's, you know, this is what you're there for. It's like matchups like that. That would be that. It will be anyway, if they're both healthy. Like,
right.
It will be anyway, sack record or no sack record. 13, Cleveland.
I'll stay on Cleveland here,
Okay. 12, Miami's hot. I don't mean temperature.
Right, and Jacksonville just annihilated the Chargers. I'm not ready to ding them.
I would it'd be pretty cool to put the Chargers here, but they are 7-4. It's not that bad a conference, is it? Bengals, Dolphins. Bengals or Dolphins? Who's worse? Miami.
Okay, yeah. Congrats on your two wins here. I mean, they've got four on the year. And, you know, I know one of them came against the Bills. Great work, everyone.
Easily.
Right.
11.
Bengals. Bengals or Houston?
Bengals. Yeah, Bengals losing bad to Pittsburgh. I knew it, too. It's one of those that I felt like I should have picked. It was such a fluke. I know you won a lot of money on the game. Right. It was just such a fluke.
Yeah.
And like they're going to go to Pittsburgh and repeat that? Come on. At least one thing I got right was fading Flacco and all my fantasy stuff. Like, it just, I felt a faceplant coming. There was one touchdown to Higgins, but no. All right. Cincinnati 11. It's the highest, that's as high as they've been in a long time. 10.
I'm going to say Houston here.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
9.
No respect for them blowing out another AFC contender.
Not really. Chargers, 9. Maybe they should have been 10 because Jacksonville did that. I'd rather be Houston than Jackson than the Chargers, I think, right now. That's really a shame. This is a team that I never loved them. Nobody really loves them. But fantasy-wise, I think I've been undone by their offensive line injuries. You know?
Yeah.
But here's Herbert. Like, what are you supposed to say at this point? The Wolves are kind of back out for him. Because that game in Jacksonville was a disaster. Is it his fault? That'd be a tough debate. We'd be talking about that every day if that was our team. Like, whether he's actually good. A lot of guys like that. He's probably good. But he might need it perfect.
Right, and that there we do judge that harshly. I don't think it's ever really all that objective, but yeah. I mean, other quarterbacks deal with injuries on their line and they get by, right? I can hear it. I could fall right into that role right now for you. So he bears the brunt of it. All right, where are they? Who are we putting where? I got lost.
I'd be LA at 9. We don't have Houston on the board yet. Or Pittsburgh.
kind of want to go Houston here. Because Stroud fits this, but Stroud, I have way less evidence of him being a good quarterback.
They like at least have what sounds like a very, very strong defense. Like all over the place.
Yeah, it's
number one. Defense.
Right. Like right? The linebackers are really athletic. The secondary is excellent. The guys up front, the tackles are good. The edge guys are elite. And that's a lot. Whereas the Chargers, I don't know, just kind of like, meh. So, yeah. I think I would say Chargers next.
Eight.
I'll go Houston, I think.
It's Houston at eight. Seven, Steelers.
Yes.
I kind of can't believe we put so many teams
above
the Steelers. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I know.
It's another week. I gotta get new glasses.
Six.
Okay.
All right, this is good right here. This is good. This could be anybody, I think.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Chiefs.
Oof. No. No.
It's out of hand.
No.
Wow.
There's no way they're the sixth best team in the AFC for me, respectfully.
Right, because they're more like 10th. Did you see the standings?
Yeah. This is what you say. We're not the standings. Wow. This is really good right here. There's a top six.
I kind of want to go Baltimore here. Very underwhelming win against Cleveland. If one of Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel could play quarterback at the NFL level, they probably lose that game.
I guess.
I feel like I like Baltimore more than Kansas City right now.
Yeah, well,
which is why I said Kansas City.
Right, that's why you said what you said.
Yeah.
That's my takeaway.
Good
from
call.
Your ranking.
Good call.
Six.
I couldn't get to Zach in time to just. I would have paid cash money for Zach to say Kansas City just because of the sound of your voice when you said no about Kansas City.
No.
If you gave me a dollar, I would have done it.
Listen, are we on the air today? 803-0550. Where are you ranked Kansas City? Five.
Were they one last week, by the way, Kansas City?
They were one last week.
Right.
That's right. They're better than last year.
Sure.
That's probably true.
You don't sound like you meant it, but yes. Five.
Who did we put? We put Baltimore six?
Yeah. Denver. Sorry, Denver.
Oh, I'm Kansas City.
Okay.
I'm going to go Chiefs then.
Kansas City's better. Denver's better than Kansas City, really?
Yep.
That's out. You're being recorded.
Yes.
Okay. Four. Denver
now. I don't think Bo Nix is very good. That defense is really fun to watch.
That's the whole team.
But Bo Nix, he is a struggle until the fourth quarter.
Three. Bills.
Yeah, Bills.
Two.
Colts.
Patriots.
You guys. Patriots. Colts won.
Just wanted to have the Patriots be on top.
Bottom.
Yeah. You know what I meant.
There it is.
Officially official.
Oh. Who started that?
How's the page looking?
Looks great.
Look good.
We might even have room for two more weeks on that.
I think if you really dig in, I think it's going well. That's right. I think you can fit two more in there.
I think it's going well.
All right.
Reverse AFC power rankings on WGR are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Where do you put the Chiefs?
Six. Except we put them five. If you're asking me, I put them five. I don't know. Out there, what do you think?
I know how it is to say out loud, to be heard saying anything about the Chiefs that's dismissive. you're on the hook for it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will remember it.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in that mood. I'm not in that kind of mood. I think they're still, they are the favorites to win the AFC championship. And I'm assuming the people who bet that know their record.
They aren't even favored to win their division.
No, they are favored to get a wild card and then beat everybody. And the Bills are right there with them. Because the Bills are not favored to win their division either.
I am so close to wanting to declare them done for the year.
The Bills?
The Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs?
I'm so close.
Okay. How about this season? We are mid-November, and the two favorites, who were the two preseason favorites, if not the Ravens, in the AFC are underdogs to win their respective divisions. And right now, the bettors don't care when it comes to making the Super Bowl, the odds. 803-0550. Today, Ross Tucker's moving to 5, and Sal is moving in at 4. So Sal Capaccio, 4 o'clock, Ross Tucker, 5 o'clock. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here, WGR.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.